Good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, I want to talk about being shaped into the image of Christ. That's right, being shaped into the image of Christ. And the foundation scripture is found over in 1 Peter 4:12 through 13. And it reads, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as so much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, bold as lions. And I just thank you for all that you are. I thank you for all that you do. I ask that you bless the people of God that's listening to the sound of my voice, that this word goes out unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, that I speak the meat of the word, Father, in Jesus' name, and that it'll hit their spirit, man, as rhema word. Jesus, I thank you for being the word in my life and breathing a fresh word in my heart and in my mouth. Holy Spirit, I ask that you water the word that goes into the people of God's hearts, and that you grow it up, and that they manifest in the things of God. I ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Being shaped into the image of Christ. At first, I was doing a message on there is a purpose to the process. But as I sat down to edit the message, I turned over to 1 Peter 4. And as I was reading it, Holy Spirit had me to reshape the message. This message, there's still a purpose to the process, but it's being shaped more like Christ Jesus in his process. Now, in the word of God, it says that we are his workmanship, being shaped to look more like Jesus more and more each day. So being shaped in his process is all about that until he comes. Let's go to 1 Peter 4:1. Let's start there. And it reads, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind." And that's the mind of Christ. We have to arm ourselves, y'all. Let's keep on reading. "For he that hath suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin." So through suffering through the flesh, we cease from sin. We die to self. We die to flesh. So this is how we are becoming more like Christ, being shaped more like Christ by dying to flesh and having the mind of Christ. And let's go to verse 2. "That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God." So we're trading in the flesh, dying to flesh, so we can live out the will of God. Because flesh wants to get us in trouble. Flesh will keep on consuming and consuming and consuming what it likes. And we know that God does not deal with the flesh. He only deals with the spirit. 1 Peter 4:3 says, "For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, rivalings, banquetings, and abominable adulteries." See that? This is what comes with the flesh. Those are the things that come with the flesh. This is why it's so important to walk in the spirit. Galatians 5:22. In verse 4, "Wherein they think and strange that ye run not with them to the same access of riot, speaking evil of you." You see that? So now that you have turned, you're being shaped into the image of Christ, and you turned away. You're not turning back. You're not going into the ways of Cain. You're not going into the ways of the Gentiles. But they think it's strange. They don't have revelation of the kingdom of God. They don't have the revelation that God gave you. So they think it's strange because they only deal in the flesh. Just like when they say there is no God, but there is a God. They just don't understand. And now, like the word of God says, that they're speaking evil of you. Oh, he gonna serve God now. You know, that's kind of strange. But the word of God says, "Woe. Woe unto them that go in the way of Cain." My friends, keep on serving God. Keep on being molded and shaped and tried in the fire of God to be more like Jesus. Now, verse 5 says, "Who shall give account to him? Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead?" See, this tells us that there is a God. But who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? You know, the word of God says that we cannot keep our own souls alive. You can't keep your own soul alive. You can't even give a ransom to get your brother's soul back after he's passed away. Think about that. In verse 6, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that ye might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. See that? The gospel, the good news, is preached so people will turn from their wicked ways. They will convert over and become believers, believing that Jesus Christ died for their sins and was raised on the third day, and now is interceding on the right-hand side of the Father for you and me. The gospel is preached. In verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. So we have to be sober. We cannot be drunk off of the Gentiles. We can't be drunk off of Babylon. Whatever they're putting out, we cannot be drunk off of that, because the kingdom of God is advancing right as we speak. In the Babylonian system, the world is rapidly crumbling before our eyes. So this is why the gospel is preached, to make everybody into disciples, making everybody into believers. So if you're not saved, get saved. Romans 10 and 9. Amen. And let's go to verse 8. We're still in 1 Peter 4, verse 8. 1 Peter 4, verse 8. And above all things, having fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Love carries the multitude of sins. Loving God and loving your neighbor, loving your fellow man, covers all sins. So use hospitality one to another without grudging. Don't be mad at nobody. Be hospitable. How's your day, sir? How you doing, sir? Good to see you, sir. In verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. See, you're showing people favor. You're showing people the grace, the love of God. You have the gift inside of you, the gift of Jesus Christ. As a believer, you have the gift of the Holy Spirit. So all you have to do is show people love. Say amen to that. And let us look at verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Speaking the oracles of God. You know, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Speak the oracles of God. All those good things, the good things that God told you. Speak the good things of God. How about that? So if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Only say the things that God say. That's what we speak. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now in reading 1 Peter 4, 1 through 12, this scripture lets us know that we are being shaped into the image of Christ. It lets us know the process, what we are supposed to do while in that process, leading up into destiny, leading up into our purpose. Now, the original message that I had was there is a purpose to the process. So the purpose to the process is being shaped into the image of Christ. Now, if we look at the children of Israel, there was a purpose to their process. Now, they came from Egypt. They were coming out of a Babylonian system, and they had to go through the wilderness moments. They had to go through those wilderness moments in life just as we do on the way into Canaan. And so just like as we're on our way being shaped, going into the kingdom of God, we go through the Babylonian system. We're just being shaped. But remember, as we're going through Babylon, our wilderness, as we're going through those wilderness moments of life, because we are in the world but not of the world, we're being shaped by the wilderness. Just like Proverbs 25 and 4 says, take away the dross from the silver and it'll come out much more finer. God is taking away the dross of Babylon, the dross of Egypt, just like he did the children of Israel, so that they can come out much more finer as they go into their Canaan land. So we're going into our Canaan land. We're going into the kingdom of God, but we must be shaped, and we have to believe. All the children of Israel had to do was believe the report of the Lord. Now, he fed them manna in their clothes didn't run out. He feeds us. He clothed the lilies of the field. He feeds the birds of the air. How much more are we? He feeds us while we're going through our trials in life, as he's shaping us to be more like Christ. So we shouldn't have to panic. We shouldn't have to worry. We just believe the report of the Lord. That's all the children of Israel had to do, was believe the report of the Lord. Amen. So my friends, there is a purpose for the process, and that purpose is being shaped into the image of God, so we can go over into our Canaan land, which is the kingdom of God, and reign and rule as kings. Amen. Being shaped into the image of Christ. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Be blessed. Amen and amen.
Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed.
Hey.
If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.